welcome to Hollywood Connections. That's my song, and it's called Get Ready, because here I come, and what a show we have for you today. And we are here at Tan Talk Radio, and my first VIP guest is calling from Miami, Lori Wyman Casting. Hi, Lori.
Hey, Dawn. How you doing today?
I'm fabulous. See, I got you on first, so you can hear yourself first in the podcast, and I'm so excited to have you. Thank you, and I'm so blessed to have you call in, because you are rocking it down in Miami and all over the world as well, I call. But tell us what you're doing these days now and what films you're working on.
Well, right now, actually, I'm juggling a few television series. We work on Nickelodeon television series, which is really great for the kids. And we just wrapped season 4 of a television series called Every Which Way that was actually the number one television series on Nickelodeon. And a lot of the kids on that show were actually cast out of Florida. We're doing another show currently called Talia in the Kitchen, and the little girl Talia, once again, cast out of South Florida. So it's really, really nice that we have that opportunity. We just started working on season 2 of a Netflix television show called Bloodline, which has had some fabulous ratings. My casting office, as well as the casting office in Los Angeles, we were just nominated for the prestigious casting award called the Artios Award for casting season 1 of Bloodline. And a lot of our actor friends out of Florida have had some really nice guest star and recurring roles. And then coming up in November, we'll be doing season 2 of HBO's Ballers, starring Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock.
Wow.
So we're keeping somewhat busy.
That's very cool. You know, a lot of people want to know your website, Lori, and, you know, do they have to have an agent to send you a photo? Or because this is called Be Discovered Part as well, and I have a new gal that's sitting here waving. You can see her on the internet. Gorgeous gal. She wants to get in the business, and she may have a question for you in a second. And
sure.
Can you give advice from the heart? You know, agent, no agent, pictures, extras? From your point of view?
All of those are components to this particular career. But honestly, if you do want to do it the professional way, you do need an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the explanation that I give. I'm one person. I might call 20 agents, and each agent submits 20 people, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I field 20 phone calls or 20 emails from agents. I would not have the time to field 400 calls, 400 emails. Do you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, plus, you figure that's the agent's job to cull through all of the headshots and resumes and seeing all the actors so that they can narrow down. Now, do I ever find talent directly? Absolutely. Do I go to theater and see actors and say, oh, wow, you'd be good? Absolutely. I also conduct workshops. The purpose of my workshops are educational. I hope that people take them so that they will learn from me. However, if there's an actor who happens to take the workshop who is a really, really good actor, well, I'm not going to use them. And I've met many actors in workshops that I've taught over the years. So there's many ways to get quote-unquote discovered or to get parts. And yes, professional headshots are very important. I tell people, don't say that my wife's cousin's brother's uncle's neighbor is handy with a camera. Don't, you know what? That's one of the tools that you need as an actor. You need a really good professional headshot. And someone like myself, on my end of it, when people send me their headshots and resumes, and the headshot is a little out of focus, it's not a good headshot, right away it says to me, they're not professional.
Right. Now, I have Yvonne here. She actually has been a major in theater. And Yvonne, do you have a question for Lori Wyman?
Yes. I'm interested in knowing where the workshops are located.
Thank you.
Especially the ones in Florida. Tampa,
okay,
Florida,
well,
to be exact.
I do stay in Florida. That's my market. I have gone to Georgia and Louisiana and
mm-hmm.
North Carolina, but Florida is my market, and I do travel all over the state: Orlando, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Miami, Jupiter, Jacksonville. I've gone all over the state. So what I do when I know I'm putting together a workshop, I will send out a newsletter. And the best way to sign up for that newsletter is going to my website, which is theorganicactor.com.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Lori. And then our new guest here, you are.
Hi, Lori. I'm Kaylee Quinlan.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, because I know of the problem about being professional, you know, especially if you don't have a lot of experience and you're trying to get into it, it's hard for you to, like, put something on your resume. So I try to, you know, put as much as I can. But I know that a lot of times if I send those to, like, model agencies or, like, agencies in general to get acting jobs, it's usually filtered because I do not have a lot of experience that I can show. So I really feel like it's a tough thing to actually get connected to people like you or also Dawn. I feel really lucky that I'm here today, so I just...
I think you're probably having a problem getting an agent right now. Right.
Yeah,
so
that's what
I'll tell you,
thinking.
It's a horrible catch-22. Mm-hmm. You can't get the work unless you have the agent, and you can't get the agent unless you have the work.
Exactly.
However, and mm-hmm. I know, I'm listening to you and I'm laughing inside because I'm laughing not at you, but for you.
She's gorgeous.
I know what a horrible dilemma that is. My suggestion when people, and I get that question all the time, and it's a great question, and this is my answer. You obviously are not going to get a great role in a television series if you don't have an agent. It might be a fluke, but for the most part, you won't. So here's what I say. There are a lot of other ways you can get work to build that resume. Those are theater credits. Mm-hmm. And it does not have to be an equity stage professional theater. It can be school, if you're in college or even high school, school plays. It can be community theater, just so that we see a resume and we say, oh, look, they've done this play, this play, this play, and they were the lead in three. Another great way to get experience and exposure with film work is by contacting the various colleges in the state who have film mm-hmm. departments, because invariably their film students are doing student films, and the student films are looking for actors. So we don't have to know. You can say, I did such and such film. I was the lead, directed by so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to know every film that has been produced in the world and who all of those directors are. Another great place, this is in Orlando, but there's a university called Full Sail.
Awesome, yes.
Right. And Full Sail University conducts castings almost every Saturday in order to cast the films that they are shooting. And a lot of the actors that I work with out of the Orlando area, and even Tampa, because it's not that far, and Jacksonville, they will audition, and they have done some fabulous work. So student films, college films, Full Sail, theater, and also extra work to get started. There's a couple of big extras companies in the state, and I'm sure if you Googled, you know, extras companies in the state of Florida, I work with three of them primarily, and they're always looking for people. And you know what? To start off with, it's great experience, it's great exposure, plus you're on the set with other people who work in the business. People talk, who's your agent? How did you get in with your agent? And so on and so forth. And these are great ways to start building your resume.
Right. Awesome advice, Lori. Also, too, what about people from all over different areas, Georgia, and they do have an agent? What is your advice to them? Because we're 4 million people, I heard, that listen as well.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So here's what I have to say. When I cast my projects, I do cast a wide net. And when I say a wide net, primarily in the Southeast. However, I have cast people out of California and New York. So let's say the Southeast. So we're looking at Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida, which is a pretty large area. And if you know, Georgia and Louisiana have a tremendous amount of film and television work as well. So, but here is my suggestion. If you want to work in a particular area, I highly recommend you get an agent in that area. Now, while I have no problem working with actors in that locale, if somebody is working through a local agent, then I can pass them off as a local hire. And producers are more apt to gravitate towards an actor who is a local hire, which signifies that that person might cost them less. In other words, they don't have to fly them in, they don't have to travel them, they don't have to give them the per diem, and oftentimes they don't have to give them the housing.
Right.
And that is a big advantage. If I have two actors of equal talent, and I say, well, this actor is coming from this place and this actor is a local hire, well, they're going to gravitate towards the local hire. But if both of those actors, regardless of where they live, go through a local Florida agent, that's all I need to know. I say, well, they're local, they're through a Florida agent. And oftentimes, even if the actor is out of Tallahassee, and I do work with several agents, several actors out of Tallahassee, Jacksonville, so they don't necessarily have a place to stay in South Florida, I can usually arrange a hotel room while they're working on the project. I might not be able to arrange travel back and forth. I might not be able to arrange per diem. Now it's starting to, but if I say, you know what, can we just provide a place for them to stay? More times than not, the answer is yes.
Wonderful advice, Lori. Lori, I would love to have you call in as much as you can throughout the year. And this is kind of a sample show of what my show is all about, helping people get connected. And actually, I'm going to make this beautiful gal here. How old are you?
I'm 20.
I'm going to make her one of our entertainment reporters. And then we'll kind of, when she gets an agent through us, you know, I'm not an agent or manager. You know, I'm here with my show. And we'll get her connected back to you and get some success stories as well. And Lori, any last words as well?
Here's what I always say. I believe that what we do is a passion. It's not a job. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's in your soul. It's in your gut. It's in your blood. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. It can be discouraging at times, but just know that's part of the journey. And just keep on keeping on, as they say.
Oh, Lori, what a blessing. And I love your quotes that you put on Facebook. That makes everybody...
Oh, thank you.
And I think Yvonne has one last question.
No, I just wanted to thank you for that and all the information you gave out today. I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I'm senior. I'm a senior citizen.
Oh, okay.
A matter of fact, I could tell my age. I'm 80 years old right now.
Doesn't look like it.
Wow.
And I've always been interested. I've always been interested in theater. I've had my own community theater and whatnot. But through the years, I kind of gave up on it. But now, the way senior citizens are going,
that's right.
I would like to know what's going on with the senior citizens in that market.
Thank you. That's a good question.
Okay. Well, do I have a second? I'll tell you.
Oh, yes.
Here's the thing, you know, more and more people are living longer and are requiring services. There are lots of products that years ago were not necessarily available to older people. We are a very viable, those 50 and up, I guess, would be the senior, the 60 and up. We are a very viable product, if you will. They sell cars to us.
Yes.
They provide homes to us. There are more and more people. I mean, AARP is a huge entity. And so for commercials especially, when I cast commercials so many times, I look for the families. And the families include the children, the parents of those children, the grandparents of those children. And there are so many products out there that are geared right towards the older people. Plus, when I do casting, I just got the breakdown for my next episode of Bloodline. Well, but I can't tell you how many characters in there are in their 50s.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, whereas years ago, you know, everybody was, 20s and 30s. No, because, you see, those 20s and 30s people are now 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Right.
And those people are still, plus the producers and the directors of all those shows and the writers who were the young writers when we were all doing Miami Vice.
Yes.
Well, now they're in there. 40s and 50s and 60s and some older, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't want to write ourselves out of this game, so we are all supporting ourselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Lori, I know this is our first live show, and I'm so excited. And again, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll definitely connect with you on upcoming shows and do more of a documentary with you. Very exciting.
Oh, well, Dawn, thank you so much for asking. I love imparting all this information.
It's wonderful. And
I think it's really beneficial.
Thank you, Lori. And I know she's had my reporters come over to her and ask her questions. And thank you so much. That means a lot to them. And we're going to be right back, Lori, and I'll make sure that your website is posted up on my Facebook as well and on the station. All right.
You're listening to the Dawn Reese Show on Tan Talk Radio.
Hi, my new show on Tan Talk Radio. On Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., I am Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. My show is exciting. We have major stars, major artists, major movie producers, agents, casting directors. I even help cast for Home Shopping Network. You might be on that show as well. We have new talent segments. Be discovered. Remember, Hollywood Connections on Saturday from 3 to 4 on Tan Talk Radio. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. Tune in. Are you in need of a painter for your home or business? Call the Paint Wizard. In need of a new tub or countertop? Don't replace, resurface. We have an amazing client list, motels in Clearwater Beach, apartment complexes, businesses. Call now, ask for Bert. He is the official sponsor of Hollywood Connections. 727-218-4988. Again, 727-218-4988. Ask for Bert.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
We are back. Thank you so much. And I know we have Deanna Brown. Thank you, Deanna. I'm waiting for her to call me back. She is James Brown's daughter, and she's got some exciting things she's working on. So as soon as she calls me, put her right through, and we'll go to the next guest. And who's on the phone? We have somebody. I think it's Hollywood.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, Anthony, how are you?
How you doing, Dawn?
I'm fabulous. You know, I found that picture of us back in the days, and I had no idea who you were at the time.
Oh, my God. You know what, Dawn? I am so happy and so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because I remember back in the early 1999, 2000, when you first interviewed my first group, Prophet Jones. And I remember at that time, I said, my God, this has got to be the sweetest lady I ever met in my life. And I said, you know what? The interview that you done on us was, you gave me the opportunity to basically, because I never told you this, that was basically almost close to my first interview.
Really?
Wow. I remember we were sitting on the beach.
Right.
And I remember I was able to be myself at the time. And I said, wow. But I'm looking at you now, and I said, oh, my God, Dawn Reese is what? She's blowing up. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I have to watch some things to motivate me. My mother's not around anymore, of course, and I've got Yvonne here, my dear friend. And, you know, so I watched Straight Talk the other day with Dolly Parton, and I think that's what made me go to call Lola and say, Lola, I'm back on the air. You know, sometimes you just got to motivate yourself. But, you know, you are so exciting because you have a tour. You're doing a tribute to Luther Vandross, correct?
Yes, to the late, great Luther Vandross. And I have a history that goes back, you know, with Luther, you know, when I was actually younger and I was living in New York City. And I remember the time being in the building that Luther Vandross lived in New York City in Manhattan, on the east side of Manhattan.
Wow.
And I remember getting on the elevator, and I was a big fan at the time, but I was so scared to speak to this man. But I saw him on the elevator, a friend of mine we were actually signed to Motown at the time. And a guy of mine, Jerry, you know Jerry, took a picture of Jerry way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was on the elevator, and he said, don't be scared to say something, man. And we were on the elevator with Luther Vandross, and he said, you know what, Luther? He sounds just like you.
Wow.
So Luther Vandross say, hey, let me hear you. And Dawn, he put me on the spot, and I sung one note, and the note was, let me hold you tight.
Oh, keep going.
On the floor one night. And he said, whoa, no, you don't sound like me. You sound like me when I was younger.
Oh, wow. You know, where are you going to be? You're going to be here in Tampa soon, but what's your tour date so people can see you?
Well, actually, I have a list of tour dates coming up. Hopefully, I'm trying to do some stuff in Vegas. But, you know, if you go to my YouTube page, my Facebook page, you can actually request, you know, some shows and stuff like that.
Nice.
But, I'm under a music agency right now called Music Associates. You can go to Music Associates and look me up on their website as well, www.musicassociates.com. And I'm on there as well, you know, and you can see a list of my show dates and stuff like that. But I'm also lined up for, I'm doing some stuff over in Texas. I'm doing some stuff over in Toronto, Canada. I'm coming to Vegas. And
okay.
Hopefully,
wow.
You know, we can make this thing big, you know?
Yes. If somebody wants to help book you as a promoter out there, can they call me or can they call you?
Well, actually, call you, Dawn.
Okay.
Or you can call me. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, but, you know, we're basically giving back, and this is for a good cause. The last couple of concerts that I did on the Elusive Andros Review, I basically donated 50% of the gross to a cancer research place that we basically, that we're basically donating to different cancer places. Not just to one cancer research place, but we're trying to actually, because my mom left me in 2008 fighting cancer. She died.
Wow.
But, you know, so I made I made it a big thing in my life where I'm going to be just not performing. I'm also going to be giving back to people who can't afford chemotherapy.
That's wonderful.
That can't afford, you know what I mean? So I'm really into this right now, you know?
Wow. What number can they reach you at? And then before we go, because I'm going to have you call back and call back, because this is like a sampling of my show. We're live, and we're live on the internet. And just give your number, and then I want you to just sing something to us before we go, and then I'll call you after the show.
Okay. My name is Anthony Hollywood McDonald. I've been performing all my life. So if anyone wants to hear me live, I have a four-piece band. If you want to hear me do the Luther Vandross Review, my number is 954-279-0319. And just to give you a sample.
Before you do, I think.
We're mine. I will place at your feet all that I own. Dawn, you've been so good to me. If this world were mine. Yeah.
Oh, that is a...
Yeah, just something small.
Beautiful. I already posted you on my Hollywood Connections Facebook. Yvonne has a question for you real quick.
I have something to say to you. I love the way you sing. But so far as Dawn is concerned, she has done for me the same thing that she did for you. Made me Miss Florida Diva. And this is such a, I mean, I represent the senior citizens, and I say beauty at any age, and I promote that throughout. And I came from Harlem. I'm born in Harlem. So when you spoke about Luther and you guys in Harlem, it excited me so much. It's so nice. Your voice is gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? I want to give you the big up. Because 80 years old, when I first heard you tell me your age, I'm like, wow.
Well, you know what?
It makes me feel that I can do what I need to do, because I am listening to a lady, even my fiance, she's like, no way. She's 80?
You know what?
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, she raised Al Sharpton. She has a story. We're going to bring that back another time.
Yes.
But she's hooked up in show business as well. And I know we have like five callers on Hollywood. Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
God bless you, Susan.
You're amazing. Yes. I can't wait to get my reporters and me backstage when you're in my area.
And thank I'll you, be there, please. Too. I definitely
yes,
will be
Miss
there.
Yes, Miss Florida Diva will be there.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, everything. same. Thank you. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you to Paul Murray for connecting us back in the days as well. All right. And we have another caller. Thank you for being so patient.
Yeah, we got Mr. Martino on the line.
Yes. Thank you, Johnny Martino. How are you?
Dawn?
Yes, we are live on the air. Thank you. It's our first live show. So last week we pre-taped, but now we are live and we want to thank you again, Johnny. So how are you?
Johnny Martino's doing really well. My family's doing well. And it's been a long time and it's just so good to hear your voice. We haven't spoken in a long time. But anyway, things are going really well, Dawn. Everything's great, babe.
Thank you. Let me introduce you. You are Johnny Martino from the movie The Godfather. And yes, he is
one of my favorites.
I know. And he's got, you know, my goodness, a game after you, Johnny. You have, wait a second. I have a question. That slot machine that I saw,
right?
Where is that at?
Well, you know what? It's in most of the casinos. I went to the Bahamas not too long ago. I think I went on vacation last November on a cruise. But I went to Nassau, and I went into one of the casinos, and I wanted to see it myself because I had never seen my picture on the slot machine. So I went in the slot to the casino with my wife, Lori, and I went over to one of the managers, people that are standing by. I said, listen, is there a Godfather slot machine in there? They says, yeah, right over there, there's six of them. So when I got over to the machine, Dawn, it was Marlon Brando at the very top and two of the mob bosses. It was Sterling Hayden.
Wow.
Johnny Martino. My photo was right there. The payoff, you hit Johnny Martino, Paulie Gatto, I believe was $75.
Wow.
It's amazing to see my stuff on a machine, but I understand it's in Vegas and Atlantic City.
Nice. And, you know, I'm holding up because we're live on the internet. You also, I know that you have a special going right now with Hollywood Movie Hair Shampoo, Conditioner, and Hairspray. And this is great, great stuff. And if they want to buy any of your products, Johnny, you've got license plates still, Godfather. Yes.
I do. You know, I started the company back in 07. I got the rights. I bought the logo from Paramount. Quite a few dollars I had to pay for it. But anyway, I got a license plate, a frame, a keychain, and a bumper sticker. And it's doing okay. You know, I run into some Godfather fans, and they buy the items. So people, if they want to buy the item, I guess they could get in touch with me, and I could give you a number where they could reach me, and they could buy the items.
Or sure.
Even photos, you know, because, Dawn, it's like been unbelievable that anywhere I go now, it's just like the Godfather became such a legendary film. That people say, wow, Paulie in the Godfather movie, oh my God. I go to restaurants. A friend of mine has a restaurant called Pagano's, and he's got a whole ensemble of my photos in the place. So every time I go in there, if I'm having lunch or dinner, people running over to the table, Jesus, could I take a picture with you? You're Paulie the Godfather. It's an amazing, amazing ride, you know, so it's been wonderful.
Well, you said you still had the original script or something to remember last time I saw you.
Yes, I do. Now, here's what I did, Dawn. I took my original script, which is turquoise pages. I got the autographs of Pacino. Marlon Brando and James Caan. So what I did, I made a replica of the original.
Ooh.
And it's almost like buying the original.
Right.
It's really beautiful. It's a special copy that I made up, and I'm just selling just a limited edition. I'm just going to make just a few. People are interested. I'll give my number to them. It's a cell number.
Yes, please.
They could talk to Johnny Martino. So if anybody listening, you got a pen handy, this is Johnny Martino, Paulie. My number's 386-852-6465. Contact me anytime. My phone's open to anyone that wants to talk to Johnny Martino.
Perfect. Also, Johnny, you've done some feature films lately, too, as well.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, we know we did Confessions of a Thug back in 06, and was a great little film. Got out through Warner Brothers on a DVD, and it did well. And I won Best Actor in the state of Florida for it. And then I did a movie called Confessions of a Thug. I did know there was another one, Not the Right Way. That was years ago. Yeah, I did one with Rick LaMont. I did a movie with them, and they've been trying to get it out, and it hasn't clicked yet. But still, who knows? It may just happen. I had a nice little role in that movie called.
Sure. Johnny, who's your agent they can call you? Because we have a lot of film directors and producers listening and tuning in, and especially Lori Wyman. You know Lori down in Miami, that they can book you on some upcoming films. Who do they call?
Yeah, Dead by Friday was the title of the movie I did, but the agent is Burton Law. Excuse me.
I can.
Yeah, Robinson Burton is one of my agents, and also I have another agent here in town. Yeah, Melanie Nova.
Novi.
Novi, and it's with MG. Yeah, CMG is the company. That's my agent, too. They could contact through them.
Perfect. And then I know, Johnny, I have so many questions. I know Yvonne has one as well. And Yvonne, what was your question?
No, he kind of answered my question. I wanted to know what you were doing presently at this present time.
Right now, honey, you know what I'm doing?
What?
I've been writing in the past few years, living in Ormond Beach. I've been sitting on my computer. I wrote 4 screenplays in the last few years. And I've also been raising money for different causes. Every year they do a breast cancer special thing.
It's bowling
into the bowling alley.
Yes.
People will bid to bowl with Johnny Martino or the other local celebrities. And it's such a wonderful cause. We did it 2 years in a row. We raised anywhere between $60,000 to $65,000.
Wonderful.
And when is that coming up, Johnny?
October 3rd.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, October 3rd. I just can't. I should have wrote some stuff down to give you the information. Yeah, but it's October 3rd. It's in a bowling alley in Orlando, and yeah, it's great. And it's like about 150 bowling alleys and lots of fun, and people come and bowl with me. And by the way, I want to tell you the name. Rock Pink.
Okay.
Pink Rock is. Yeah, Rock Pink. Then they could contact. Well, through the radio station here in Orlando, they advertise it for about. The whole month of September, they mention all the celebrities that will be there, and then you could call in and say, "Yeah, I want to bowl with Johnny Martino. I want to donate so much money." Plus, we put together stuff, Godfather memorabilia. I put together baskets for people to bid on, so I could raise more money for the Breast Cancer Society.
Wow. I love the Godfather. That's one of my favorite. But you know what? On the waterfront is where I came into Marlon Brando. I used to go to the movies to see him every. Chance I got.
You don't sound that old. On the
Waterfront. Yes.
1953, and Marlon Brando won Best Actor in 1954. I was just a young teenager myself at that.
I was young myself. I wanted to name my son that was being born Marlon, but it didn't go good with my last name, so I named him Daryl after the director Daryl Zanuck.
Oh.
Right.
Well. Johnny, I want to have you call back next week because I want to talk to you about how you broke into show business. Kind of let them hang on till next week as well. We'll put a little snippet in there. Are you available?
Yes, I will be. Now, listen, by the way, Lori Wyman had said something, never to give up. And the ones that have the perseverance that really want to make it, they're the ones that will get a shot at it. You just can't stop. Make sure you get a workshop going and get the voters, like she said, it's very important. Professionally, a good resume. You know, you don't have to have credits if you don't have credits, but at least a nice resume. Agents will talk to you and look at you, and then that's how you get started. But I never gave up. I went on and on, you know, from working in the studios and get on Wild Wild West and, of course, the Dick Clark Show with Babysit Baby. But anyway, just don't give up. Whoever's listening, just keep trying. You'll get there.
That's wonderful advice.
Yeah, make sure you're ready when you go on an audition. Be ready. Make sure that you can. And don't walk in there shy. Be very, very, very forward and outgoing. You know, they love that. Show them that you're the one that they need to use in the next show or whatever's coming up. That's what you have to do. But anyway.
Awesome.
You know what? I'll be available next week. If you need me, honey, I'm glad you had me on today. And I'm delighted to hear your voice and the young lady that I just spoke to.
Thank
you so much. And wants to call me, they got my number.
Thanks.
Sounds good,
so
Johnny.
Much.
Yeah, I want to do like a little documentary, every other weekend, how you started and all the great stories, and definitely have you call back.
Yeah, I have so many great things I could tell the people.
And congratulations on your new grandbabies. And tell Lori I said hi, and I'll have to get over there because I'm going to go out and see Sterling Rice soon over in Ormond Beach. That's Ron Rice's daughter. She's got a new line of jewelry that we're going to help promote on Tan Talk as well. And God bless. Thank you so much for calling in, Johnny.
Okay, sweetie, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you for being patient. I know we're going over again. I could have double booked. But who's on the air now with us?
Phone is ringing here, so let's just shotgun this and see who it is.
Hello, you're on the air live on Tan Talk on Hollywood Connections.
Hello, Don Reed. This is Deanna Brown.
I know I have the computer right in front of me. I'm like, Deanna, please call back. I've already advertised you twice, and I know you're so busy.
Well, I did call in, and you had so many callers and had such great conversation going on. I said, well. I'll just have to try it again, but it sounds like the show is turning out to be really good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I want to introduce Deanna Brown is, of course, the late James Brown, Godfather's sole daughter. She's taking over the whole company and doing so much for her father these days. And I'm going to hold up. This is my first, media idea I have from Mr. Brown. I also have another one that opens so many doors. And Deanna and I co-hosted the pre-Grammys. And so, Deanna, I'm going to start doing the pre-Grammy minutes, memories, and we're going to try to do that again. I've been talking to people in Vegas and Carmelita. Oh, nice. And right now, I just want to know, what are you doing these days?
Well, I am president of the James Brown Family Foundation. Our website is James Brown Family FCN, foundation.org, James Brown Family FCN.org. And I'm also founder of the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils.
Awesome.
We call it JAMP for short. And basically, Dad had a very special place in his heart for music education. He talked about it so much. You know, of course, he didn't go as far as seventh grade, so all of his musical talent, he could play almost every instrument, was basically a God-given talent. He wasn't afforded the opportunity to go to music school. So I created this school in honor of him to teach children music education. As we know, so many schools don't have their music education programs anymore. There are a lot of music teachers around the country don't even have jobs anymore because of the music programs that have gotten cut from the music, from the school. So we started doing this in 2011, and this past summer was our fifth year. We've had students come in and learn music theory, music composition, how to read notes. They come in learning one. They come in knowing one instrument. They leave learning knowing more than one instrument. And we've had the opportunity to perform, to open up for Prince in Chicago. We have opened up for Janelle Monáe. We have the opportunity to go to the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles this past Grammy week and perform for the Grammy Foundation there at the museum. And we've also, in May, performed at the original Grand Ole Opry in Nashville with Georgia Music Foundation.
You just gave me chills. Can we start playing their music on Tan Talk, your students over there?
Yeah, they've gone in and produced their own song. Now they know a lot of my dad's songs, a lot of James Brown songs, but they also know other artists as well and other genres of music. But they've also just created, wrote, produced, and collaborated with their maestros their own song called "Get Loose," and we are so proud of them. They got in the studio and did it, and we got it featured on nationally syndicated radio. Tom Joyner, a radio show host, and we're doing his family reunion in Disney World next week.
Oh, Deanna, that's so lovely. Hopefully, if you have time, I'll zip over there. I'd love to see you. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'd love to see you. Definitely. We'll be over there. They perform September the 2nd. Would love for you to come at the Gaylord Resort.
Yes.
Would love for you to come and see it and see them perform Thursday night. I'm sorry, not September 2nd. Thursday, September 3rd, they perform there.
Oh, so, Deanna, please keep me.
This is just, I will. I definitely will, Dawn. This has really been an exceptional thing. I mean, I thank God for my dad and all that he taught me out on the road and about the business. You know, he had this 75-25 rule that, you know, in show business, it's not show business, it's show and business. And
right.
If you don't have your business part right, then a show is nothing, just is nothing but a show. He would always talk about 75% of it is the business aspect of it, making sure your contracts are right, making sure, you know, people are being paid correctly and this and the sort, and your music is right. And then the other 25% is just the show part. So he would always say, you got to have 75% of your business together before you get to the stage, because if not, people will rip you off, they'll try to take from you, and be unfair.
Right.
So he was a businessman, he was a showman, he was an entrepreneur. I mean, my dad was able to do all of that and still give you a get-down show.
You know, Deanna, I would not be here if it wasn't for Vonnie and your father for the doors that opened up for me. And I saw the movie, James Brown's movie. What a story. And Deanna, I definitely want to maybe do a live remote with your kids over there as well in Orlando. And I know we have a specific time, but I really want you to come back and do a half-hour show with me.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to have to work out that schedule. I got to carve out that.
I know. I know. And then I think Yvonne has one question.
No, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say hello. I want to say hello. And I'm Miss Florida Diva. And I wanted to say I grew up with your father's music, so I introduced my great-grandson to the music, and he loved them so much. I went out and got all his tapes. And so when he saw the movie, he's 4 years old now. You know what he said? Oh, I like that movie, but that's not the real James Brown, Mama.
Well, no, we when Hollywood does something, you know, that's just what it is. It's
yes.
going to be, you know, some it's going to be, of course, you know, right dead on the truth, and then some is going to be drama because don't nobody pay $15 to go to the movies and be bored. They want to be entertained.
Right.
So that part of it, that drama part comes out. But you all need to check out the HBO documentary called Mr. Dynamite, The Rise of James Brown, because that is dead. That's a lot of rare footage of him, never seen before footage of him, and it's actually him. It's not an actor playing him.
Yes.
Although I give big props to Chadwick Boseman, who did an excellent job
Wow.
in the movie. He's from Anderson, South Carolina, just 2 hours up the road from us.
Okay.
So he's a Southern boy, so he really understood, you know, how to bring that whole Southern thing to the screen. So we love him very much. He did a great job. But, you know, a lot of it, too, was to make sure that these young folks can see that no matter what your background is, and you can still make it if you work hard.
Exactly.
I mean, my dad was very poor. My grandparents were very, very poor. And he had no education. He had to stop in the seventh grade and go work in the cotton fields. And what he had to do to help bring home a little money. So these young kids today who have everything, there's no excuse.
None whatsoever.
To make it and be successful in life. There's no excuse because you have so much more right at your fingertips than my dad in his time could ever dream of.
Wow. Deanna, you're so documentary. I have to have you call back even more and more when you have some free time. And I know I have like 5 callers and we have 10 minutes. And I thank you so much for calling in. And I miss our memory times that we had in LA. Vonnie really, really made it special. And having you and me co-host together, that was a memory maker for me. And we'll definitely hook you up very soon. And then, Deanna, thank you so much for calling in. And then I think I have Rob Anderson from Home Shopping Network as well on the line.
Yeah, we can go out to him or Victoria.
Let's go to him real quick. It's not even a half a minute.
Okay, hold on.
I know he's driving to Atlanta.
Let's see here. Actually, we lost him, so we got Victoria. So Victoria will go with her. How about that?
Yes. Hi, Victoria. We just had Rob Anderson from Home Shopping Network. And just to give you an idea, we are casting for a lot of things coming up. And we'll give you that casting moment. And then can you turn your radio down a little bit, Victoria? We're getting feedback.
Oh, okay. 1 second.
Okay. So Victoria's from California. We're going to play a little bit of her music here. We have 10 minutes, and then we've got 2 other artists as well. We're going to play their music again next week and interview them as well as today. And Victoria, you have a song called Holy Spirit.
Yes, Holy Spirit Come.
Yes, and that was my mother's favorite song. And before she passed away, I want to play this music, Victoria. And then I have a lot of Christian film directors out there that I want them to listen to this. So we're going to play a little bit of Holy Spirit right now.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. And here we go. I think we're going for a minute. And, well, Victoria, are you still there? Okay. So we're going to play. Okay. What we'll do is, Victoria?
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to have you call back. We're going to have that song, and we'll be playing that up on our Facebook as well, and then live radio. We have so many callers today, but I think is Peter. No. Okay, Victoria, I'm going to have you call back. Alrighty?
Okay, will do.
All right, God bless. Thank you. And somehow, you know, with the first show live, and we have all, I think I sent them a lot of MP3s. So I know we have another caller on the line. And you're on the line. Hello?
Hi, Dawn?
Yes.
Hi, this is Diane.
Diane.
Yeah, Diane Sachs from Arizona.
Yes, Diane, you're on in about 2 weeks' show, and I know you wrote a celebrity book, but you're not calling on this show. I got to get you back for 2 weeks from now.
It's okay, but you told me to call up today.
I know, just to say hi. I know we're running over.
I would say hi, and I would say congratulations on your show.
Thank you. I am very excited to interview you, and I'll be putting your information out on Facebook. There's so much information that people will learn about what you are all about. So definitely we'll get you back. Thank you, Diane, for calling in from Arizona. And somebody else is on the line. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Who is this?
Tamiz.
Oh, there we go. We've got your song coming up. And you tell us about your song that you wrote.
Last night I wrote about this girl that was heartbroken by her boyfriend, that he just lied to her and cheated on her. So I wrote that song, and it's now out on iTunes and every digital source. It's a dance song.
Okay, I think he's playing it right now. And while he's playing it, I think, can I still talk since I'm live? He said, keep
you can
going.
Do whatever you want to. It's your show.
Thank you, Peter.
Why are you asking me?
No, because last time I was pre-taping and I couldn't hear anybody, so this is live.
Do whatever you want to, Don.
Thank you. So
you're the star.
No, you're a sweetheart. We got an amazing producer back there. Pete, thank you so much. So as we listen to the music, it's going. And you are one of my international reporters as well. And tell us a little bit about what you've been doing while your music is playing.
Well, with my title, I've been going to music events. I've been going also to many red carpets. I've been going to concerts and taking pictures with celebrities with my staff. And also been interviewing some actors and singers. I've been to film festivals, in which I got to be in the red carpet with all the actors and hold the whole crew and cast, which was a pretty cool event to be at. It's pretty fun. I get to be at the Strawberry Festival, a Sunfest Festival. It's a pretty cool thing to do, and I get to meet a lot of new people.
Right, and you know what we're going to do, Thelmy? Because I know today's show went over, I'm going to do a special on you and Jackie as well. You know, we're going to have you come back next week, okay? So we're going to play more of your full song, and I just want them to hear your music, and what is your phone number they can reach you?
They can reach me at 954-657-3191.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm going to get you back for a full interview. Thanks for being patient, and this is one of our top reporters, but also an amazing singer. I also have you on a Spanish show coming up, so I'm going to send you that information after the show. Alrighty?
Alrighty.
All right, she's coming back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we have another caller.
Yeah, we actually have Jerry on the line.
I know. Hi, Jerry, our promoter to the stars, a major artist in New York. And this is just a sampling show that we're doing to give you an idea. And then we're going to do longer interviews so we won't cut everybody, with 5 minutes. Let them go longer and talk about their career. Jerry,
I'll make it real quick.
Hi.
I got a phone call from Monica Sanchez today.
Yes.
She wanted me to fly out to New York to judge Miss Carrick on this tonight. And I told her it's a little too late to do that. But also, Dawn Peel called in, and she wants to go on your show and talk about setting up a travel tour thing on a cruise ship with you.
Very nice.
So, a lot of big things going on.
Very cool, Jerry. Last cruise I was on was Speed 2 as a stand-in, and Sandra Bullock. It was the last cruise.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And, are you listening to the show?
I felt really honored. I got a phone call at 9 o'clock this morning from Monica saying, if I sent you the tickets and I sent you everything, picked you up at the airport, could you judge for me tonight in New York City? And I said, it's like, it's a little bit too quick, But it was nice that she asked me. That was great.
Awesome. Jerry, I just want to say we have 5 minutes, and I just want to thank you for calling in. We're going to get you back. Like I said, this is a sampling show, and for next week, thank you. God bless. That's a promoter of the stars. We'll have his information up on my Facebook on Hollywood Connections.
And Johnny Martino sounded fantastic.
I know. He's the love of our life out there. I'll tell you, we miss him a lot. We've got to get together for sure.
Love you. Okay. We'll see you along.
Thank you, Jerry. And who's next on the line?
We actually got Jackie on the line here.
Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
We're going to bring you and Thelmy back to the show because it's our sampler show. But I wanted them to, I love your music video. Tell us about who you are. We got about a minute.
Well, I'm actually, you want me to tell you now?
Yes. Yes, you're live on the air.
I'm actually a reality show vocal coach. I've been coaching for the Hispanic Network for about maybe 13, 14 years.
Right.
And I fell in love with country music because I was an 18-wheeler driver. I was a truck driver.
Oh,
and
you were
in love with country.
What? Yeah. You're coming back on the show. Wow. And go on.
And that's how I fell in love with country music. And that's exactly why I do country music. But in reality, I made my career out of coaching for reality television for, shows like American Idol, X Factor, but for Hispanic television.
Oh, wow, Jackie. And I know Jackie's music is out there, and we're going to play a little bit of her music. Where can they get in touch with you, Jackie?
Okay.
Your phone number?
My phone number is 305.
323-8882.
Right, and her music is playing behind us right now. And so, Jackie, definitely I'm going to call you in, tell me after the show. And, you know, where can, do you have an agent or a promoter?
My manager is in Nashville. I don't have an agent.
Okay.
But my manager is in Nashville. Her name is Shayla Paz.
Okay. And we'll get that information if they want to book you. And I definitely want to, like I said, have you come back. And thank you so much for calling in. And we'll be back soon. And I know we have about 5 minutes left. And I definitely want a meeting with you and Thelmy. I'll be calling you shortly.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless.
All right. We have another caller. I know.
We have no more callers.
Okay.
What a great show, though.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's the first live show, and we're timing everything, and you had a good meeting with me this morning. I do want to thank somebody for listening. I have Audrey out at Circle K. I've got Belcher Foods listening to us, and I also have Towing America, Jimmy's 24-hour. If you ever get stuck, I want to tell you, this company is amazing. 727-442-5883. They picked us up. We were stuck on the bridge. And Dean, you're amazing. I definitely want to talk to you guys afterwards. And I just want to give you a little plug. I want to thank the Paint Wizard. It wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for my fiance. We had painted the Brightwater Suites Hotel. Not me. I tried. And in Clearwater. And I want to thank Teresa over there for listening in as well, because they may be jumping on board to help do commercials and sponsor the show. And hey, if there's a secret millionaire out there, you never know. And if you want to sign, you're saying, what do I do with my extra money? Well, send it to Lola, to Tan Talk Radio. Say it's for Hollywood Connections, for Dawn Reese. I want to support her show. You never know, right?
Never know.
I know. So are you having fun?
Lots of fun.
Oh, good. We have our Florida diva here. We got some plans. We're going to do a senior pageant.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. And next week we have a special pageant show with a lot of pageant directors and beauty queens that will be in the house. So, Pete, You're gonna see a lot of beauty queens next week.
Very nice. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. I know we got, 3 minutes left?
We got about a minute and 30 seconds left.
And do you have any last words? Have you enjoyed this today?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very happy that I got the chance to be here, because I've never done something like this, and I just feel like it's a great experience, and I'm so happy that I met you.
And oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's just like great to be around awesome people that want to help each other, and I felt like all the people that you invited to the show, they were very supportive, and I really enjoy that. So, because one of my favorite quotes is also when people ask me, you know, you want to be an actress, you want to be a model, do you even have talent? I always say, you know, if talent doesn't work hard work always wins. So that's kind of my motto. And
good job.
Absolutely. I like that.
And mine is give it to God. Watch things happen. You know, say thank you for the things that are about to come in your life. Any last words, Yvonne?
Oh, my favorite is don't give up. It's never too, you're never too old.
That's right. And sorry for some of the guests that were on hold, like Rob Anderson from Home Shopping Network. We will be doing that casting moment here next week, as well as anybody else. I know that there were some extra calls that we couldn't get their music played longer, which we will full song. Thank you. God bless. And Lola, we love you from Tan Talk Radio. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.